And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 28th of November, 2009. It's the birthday of William Blake, London, 1757, wrote Songs of Innocence and Experience, The Marriage of Heaven and Hell, who lived in poverty, ignorant of the rest of the literary world of London, scraped out a living from his trade as an engraver, writing and drawing under inspiration that he considered was divine. Of his long poem, Milton, William Blake said, "I have written this poem from immediate dictation, 12 or sometimes 20 lines at a time, without premeditation and even against my will." He lived in a world of dreams and visions. One day he and his wife were sitting naked in their garden, reciting to each other passages from Paradise Lost. A visitor came by. Blake was not embarrassed. He said, "Come in, it's only Adam and Eve, you know." William Blake, who wrote, "To see the world in a grain of sand and heaven in a flower, hold infinity in the palm of your hand and eternity in an hour." It's the birthday of the comedian on whose show presidents and candidates for president find it necessary to appear. He's interviewed Barack Obama and Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Jimmy Carter, John McCain, John Edwards. Jon Stewart, the host of Comedy Central's The Daily Show, born 1962. Grew up in New Jersey, went to college, got a degree in psychology. He'd worked as a bartender, a busboy, construction worker, a soccer coach, a puppeteer. And then was trying to make it on the comedy scene in New York. He had a gig at the Bitter End in Greenwich Village. He was jeered off stage 2 minutes into the act. Did a very late-night show at the Comedy Cellar. By 1993, he had his own show on MTV, but it had very poor ratings, was canceled within a couple years. He became friends with David Letterman. He was a candidate to replace Letterman on NBC when Letterman went to CBS, but Conan O'Brien got the spot instead. And then Comedy Central's Daily Show picked up Jon Stewart in 1999, and the show has become a huge hit. In 2007, a Pew Research poll showed that Jon Stewart ranked as the fourth most admired journalist on TV, tying with Tom Brokaw, Brian Williams, Dan Rather, and Anderson Cooper. A show taped in front of a live audience in New York at 6 o'clock every evening, Monday through Thursday, a workday that begins in the morning when Stewart and the Daily Show team of writers gather for their meeting, sifting through material gathered by TiVo and websites, newspapers, magazines, looking for, as one show producer said, stories that make us angry in a whole new way. By 3 in the afternoon, they have a script. At 4:15, there's a rehearsal and then rewrites. And then 6 p.m., they go to tape. Here's a poem for today by Jerry Roscoe, entitled Bouquet. "Today is my daughter's 14th birthday, so I bought her roses, 5 red, 9 pink, to commemorate impending womanhood. She liked them, I think, better than the balloons her mother and I would sneak into her room while she slept to celebrate birthdays 1 through 13. Or maybe she was just humoring me, who had just turned 50, and looked ridiculous standing there in her doorway, holding them like a torch. Soon enough, the fates were whispering, but I doubt she heard them. Soon enough, she would. Still, she left off the internet, cradled and squeezed the thorny blooms, and gave me an authentic look, not what I usually get." Bouquet by Jerry Roscoe, from The Unexamined Life, published by Custom Words, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with their series of poetry podcasts at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.